An Arctic cold front passed through our area yesterday, generating snow showers and some pretty intense snow squalls. At times, those snow squalls reduced visibility to near zero, and of course, with heavy snow, snow quickly accumulated on the ground, resulting in slippery travel conditions across much of our area. Following that cold front, now we are feeling the cold. Temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the 20s with some teens in the higher elevations, and a biting wind is making it feel even colder. Wind gusts today have reached over 30 miles per hour, and our wind chill values this afternoon are running mainly in the single digits and teens, so a real winter feel is in our area through this afternoon. And with that, we also have some snow showers that have returned. Following that frontal passage yesterday, the lake effect snow redeveloped last night into today. And we have some heavier areas of lake effect snow through portions of the Mohawk Valley and back up into the Adirondacks. And at times, we've seen some of those snow showers work into the Capital Region and even as far east as the Greens, Berkshires, Taconics, and Litchfield Hills. Moving into tonight, we will see less wind, though it will be a bit breezy, especially through the first part of the night. Temperatures will be cold. We'll settle back into the teens in our lower elevations and into the single digits across the mountains. And that lake effect snow band will begin to shift a little bit more to the north, up into the Adirondacks. So that should take the chance for the squally type snow away from the Mohawk Valley, but there's still the chance for a few snow showers at times as the night moves along. And moving into the day tomorrow, we will have a mainly cloudy sky, though I'm hopeful we'll see at least a little bit of sunshine through the day. There is still that chance for some scattered snow showers and some heavier squalls of snow in the Adirondacks where that lake effect snow band will continue at least through the first part of the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side, but not quite as cold as today, running mainly in the 20s to near 30, and with less wind tomorrow, it will not feel as harsh. Moving into Friday, we'll see a warm front approach that will possibly generate a couple of flurries, but it will definitely begin to warm things up. So we have some warmer weather to wrap the work week on Friday. And then heading into the weekend, we'll be monitoring the potential for one or maybe two coastal storms that could impact portions of the Northeast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, with highs in the 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, low in the single digits and lower teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of a snow shower, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, with a chance of an early snow shower, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of a snow shower, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, a chance of a flurry, highs in the 20s to near freezing north and in the 30s to around 40 for the Capital Region south, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain or a wintry mix with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.